So the epistle for the third Sunday after Pentecost is taken from 1 Peter chapter 5. Dearly beloved, be humbled under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in the time of visitation, casting all your care upon him, for he hath care of you. Be sober and watch, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, goeth about, seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist ye, strong in faith, knowing that the same affliction befalls your brethren who are in the world. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory in Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a little, will himself perfect you and confirm you and establish you. To him be glory and empire forever and ever. Amen. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from Luke chapter 15. At that time the publicans and sinners drew nigh unto Jesus to hear him. And the Pharisees and scribes murmured, saying, This man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. And he spoke to them this parable, saying, What man of you that hath 100 sheep, and if he shall lose one of them, doth he not leave the 99 in the desert and go after that which was lost until he find it? And when he hath found it, lay it upon his shoulders, rejoicing, and coming home, call together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, Rejoice with me, because I have found my sheep that was lost. I say to you that even so there shall be joy in heaven upon one sinner that doth penance, more than upon 99 just who need not penance. Or what woman having 10 groats, if she lose one groat, doth not light a candle and sweep the house and seek diligently until she find it? And when she hath found it, call together her friends and neighbors, saying, Rejoice with me, because I have found the groat which I have lost. So I say to you, there shall be joy before the angels of God upon one sinner doing penance. Please be seated. We are willing to give in proportion as we love. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. And I said that the more that you know something, the more that you can love it. And then as the more that we love something, the more we are willing to give or to sacrifice for it. When you think about in families, obviously the spouses for each other, parents for their children, children in return for their parents, the willingness to sacrifice, to give for each other. And that's something that we see as evident in, obviously, the love that the Sacred Heart has for all of us. That he gave his life for us, died on the cross, in order to help us to have the opportunity to get to heaven. And so this month that is dedicated to the Sacred Heart, we just celebrated the feast on Friday, the Feast of the Sacred Heart. So it's a reminder to us of the great love that he has. Many times we see the depictions of the Sacred Heart, and we see that depiction of him holding his heart out to us, showing the true love that this heart has for us. Now, this month is the month of many priestly anniversaries, and it's fitting, especially for the society, that they choose this month for the ordination to the priesthood. Because the priest is meant to be another Christ. His heart like unto ours. And so the priest is meant to be this instrument of the Sacred Heart, the love that he has for us. Our Lord has said to St. Margaret Mary, I wish thee to be a docile instrument to draw hearts to my love. Truly that is the mission that the priest should have. As Reverend prepares for his own ordination, obviously, as we prepare for that ourselves as a parish. And that should be our prayer, to think about that, to consider that, that he is meant to be this instrument in God's hands. That is why a few ordinations ago, Father LaRue had said that a priest is a victim. He is meant to be a victim after our Lord Jesus Christ. That he will then suffer for his flock, suffer for the souls that are entrusted to him, an imitation of our Lord dying on the cross. So again, going back to the fact of our Lord's love for us, his willingness to shed his blood for us, because he loves us, because he wants us to be with him for all eternity. And so that is the reminder in this month that the priest, obviously, they are meant to be another Christ. In a short period of time, Reverend will then receive that sacrament of holy orders to be another Christ, to be this docile instrument in the hands of our Lord. And so therefore, it's a reminder to all of us of how closely we must live to the Master. That is why when St. Margaret Mary had asked the Sacred Heart, "Lord, what wilt thou have me do?" He told her, "Give me your free hand." In a sense, he's telling her, "I will lead you. I will guide you, I will lead you," and the same thing goes for, obviously, the priest. We are meant to be guided by our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his designs, therefore, then we will be holy, we will be sanctified because of that. So that's why our Lord wants from us a confidence in him. And so the confidence in what we ask for in our prayers, going to him, going to the Sacred Heart. He also wants from us a reparation in our daily lives, the sacrifices, the penances that we take on. Now, these are things that we can try to see, the sacrifices that he expects out of us, that sometimes they are a means of sanctification of the soul. And certainly then the love that we have to try to return to the Sacred Heart. As I mentioned, it's evident of his love for us, not in just the depictions of him holding out his heart to us, but what he has done for us. And that's where we can say actions speak louder than words. I mean, certainly our Lord shows in his words of how much he loves us, but he backs that up by the actions that he also gives to us. Of his willingness to shed all of his blood for us, his willingness to die on the cross for us, and that shows clearly how much he loves us. But he wants that love in return. He wants us to return that love to him. And you think about the famous depiction, you know, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and it's our Lord suffering with the crown of thorns. And most of the time when you see that depiction, you see our Lord looking at toward you. I mean, as you look at the image, it is a look of love, it is a look of longing toward us. But in some ways, I think it's also a depiction of sometimes our Lord's, his look of knowing that some of the love is not going to be returned. It's one of the things that he lamented to St. Margaret Mary. The coldness of those that he has given so much to, specifically the religious was he referring to. But that coldness that they return, this ardent love that he has for us. And so, yes, it's a great reminder to us in this month of priestly anniversaries to pray for the priest, pray that they keep that same zeal that they had on their ordination day. The love for souls, the love to sacrifice, in a sense, the love to be a victim. Of that their willingness to give all of that for souls. But as I say, that is one of the greatest sorrows or pains to our Lord's Sacred Heart, is this coldness. And it's not just depicted in the religious. I mean, it's for souls that they turn their back on God, turn their back on our Lord's love. Whether they turn toward the world, turn toward another person, whatever. It's a turning away from our Lord Jesus Christ. And so that's where, when you see the depictions, you know, it's good for us to have these depictions in our home, of thinking about this love that our Lord shows to us. But then also all we have to do is look at a crucifix and see how our Lord gave of himself for all of us. So that is why then he expects that love in return. That's why he desires that love from us. And so in this month of the Sacred Heart, think about the things that you can try to do to show that love to him. You know, the enthronements to the Sacred Heart, to where you recognize that our Lord is the King of your family, of your household, of your own heart. You know, the First Fridays, being faithful to trying to do the First Friday devotions, remembering that it has the element of reparation for the sins against the Sacred Heart. Trying to make that effort. Yes, it's 9 months, consecutive months. It's not an easy task, but it's something that will be rewarding to our soul, of being faithful to those First Fridays. And then the adorations, as I mentioned, for July 4th, we'll have a holy hour, benedictions that we have. The holy hour is on the Thursday before First Friday, trying to make this effort, making visits to the Blessed Sacrament. I mean, these are things that we can try to do. You drive by the church to make a visit, to visit our Lord. I mean, these will be the things that will help our own soul, our own hearts, to have a greater love for the Sacred Heart. And so that's why, yes, the more that we know something, the more that we will love it. The more that we love something, the more that we're willing to sacrifice for that. So in a sense, try to get to know the Sacred Heart and the love He has for us. Read about the Sacred Heart. Look into the enthronement if you haven't done it. The First Fridays, try to have these devotions. Because this is what will change us. This is what will help us in how we live our daily lives. And so that is where I've quoted for you many times before, when the Sacred Heart had said to St. Margaret Mary about those that will receive the crown. It's not to the advanced, it's not to the beginners, it's only to those that persevere to the very end. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.